It's Tuesday, and Tuesdays we love talking about what's happening on television with our resident expert, Irina. How are you this morning, my love?
I am fantastic and have some really good shows for everyone.
I like the sound of this one, Dark Delights. What are we talking about?
So the two shows we're talking about today are Dietland, which is on Prime, and Why Women Kill, which is on SBS. And I think it was on Foxtel or Binge or one of those streaming shows. So they're both really high-quality shows with great actors and sort of terrific sets and all the things that we like about, I don't know, what do we call it, gold-plated TV or whatever TV is now. So I want to talk about Why Women Kill first. I've just started on that.
I think I know the answer to that, because men leave the seat up. That's why women kill in most cases, isn't it?
Certainly not for the humour. They would die laughing, maybe.
All right, why in this instance do they kill?
So, look, the thing about Why Women Kill is it's super soapy. So it's three marriages. You know, when you think about Harry Met Sally and that whole, all those scenes where the couples talk about how much they love each other.
Yep.
Now think about when they talk about how much they hate each other. But keeping that kind of soapy, rom-com-y vibe, that is the vibe of Why Women Kill. So you have three couples along three time sets. So one in the sort of 50s and 60s, one in the 80s, and I guess one now. And the actors are fantastic. It's Lucy Liu. It's Jennifer Goodwin. The husbands you would know as well. So they're really great actors, and they are sinking their teeth into this role. And they're basically the three stories about why women kill, which I haven't got to that part, but it's showing and unpicking each one of their marriages in the time frame that they live in. So, for instance, you know, in the 50s and 60s, Jennifer Goodwin, her husband taps on the cup because he wants extra coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And then one day she thinks, why doesn't he just ask me for coffee? Why does he treat me like a maid?
Yes.
So that kind of thing. But it's done in this really soapy, kind of fun, dark way, and a real pleasure to watch. Like Killing Eve was a pleasure to watch, but it's not quite as dark there yet. So I'd really recommend it. It's free. It's on SBS. It's something that you can watch on a Sunday night and really enjoy it. The second show, I've been waiting to access this show because I read about it years ago. It's called Dietland, and it's based on a book. And their central character, it's similar to Shriek or Shrill, where it's a fat lady who is a writer and I guess has to come to terms with her fatness, right? That's the base on it. So Joy Nash is the lead, the fat lady who, and this happens all the time, they never hire a fat lady who's also unattractive. She's beautiful to look at, but she is a wallflower, covers herself up, doesn't wear any makeup. So one of the show's transitions is her blooming and blossoming, but she does that through this kind of storyline where around her there is this sort of terrorist organization called Jennifer that is finding and killing, I guess, people like Harvey Weinstein.
Right. Wow. it's a show with a message, I see. Yeah.
Right. But this is from 2017, so it's way before the Me Too thing, and I think it kind of went under the radar.
Yeah.
There's only one season of it, and the reason to watch it is actually for Juliana McGoyles. She was in the Good Wife.
Yes, and The Good Wife.
That's it.
Yep.
And she is 100% the big bad in this, and she is the best villain you could imagine. She's the editor of the Dolly or the Clio or whatever magazine that she works for, and she clearly hates herself, hates all women, and is a total villain in fantastic outfits. So it's a very dark show, but it's really well acted, and you kind of want to know where it goes next, but you also want to shut your eyes because you just don't know how dark it's going to go. So that's Dietland on Prime, and I think you can get it on other streaming services because it's a few years old.
Yeah, okay. And the first one was Why Women Kill on SBS. I'm going to have to look into that one specifically. Irina, thank you very much for that. Looking forward to talking more TV next week.
I think we'll have another one from my box of favourites.
We're going to open up the box of favourites next week. I like the sound of that. We'll see you then.
See you then.